This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Pasquayaki tribe in southern Arizona has announced a $900,000 project for a water pipeline to the reservation southwest of Tucson. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media reports officials say it will increase the tribe's water security.
The construction of the water line from the Central Arizona Project canal system will bring in non-potable water to irrigate the tribe's wellness center and some recreational areas, freeing up to 50 acre feet of drinking water. Pasquayaki Chairman Peter Yucopicio says he and the tribal council are grateful for the grant.
We started working years back on trying to figure out our water needs, our water issues, our water problems. There was always fear because of the drought contingency plan and have water available or not available.
Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton says the tribe is expected to exceed its water allotment from the city of Tucson in a few years as its housing demand increases. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals Tuesday denied a request by the Red Lake and White Earth bands to shut down the Enbridge Line 3 replacement project in Minnesota, the Associated Press reports. The tribes are opposing the pipeline, saying it threatens water, the environment, and cultural way of life. The project is replacing old existing pipe in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Construction on the Minnesota segment began in December. There are also other legal challenges. Meanwhile, indigenous groups and their allies have been opposing the project at construction sites in northern Minnesota. An opposition camp has also been set up. KBJR reports three arrests were made this week in Carlton County after someone sat on a pipe for several hours to halt construction. President Biden signed a major FEMA disaster declaration for the Navajo Nation Tuesday, which tribal leaders say will provide more federal resources and release funds for reimbursement of emergency dollars the tribe used to address COVID-19. The Navajo Nation declared a public health emergency in March 2020, which remains in effect. A request was made to the White House for the major disaster declaration. The assistance comes as the tribe continues its vaccination plan. As of Tuesday, the Navajo Area IHS reported the Navajo Nation has vaccinated more than 53,000 people. Dr. Loretta Christensen, Navajo Area Indian Health Service Chief Medical Officer, said in a virtual town hall Tuesday, Navajo citizens who are living away from their home communities can also get the vaccine.
We also are vaccinating anyone who comes home. So if you are off the reservation at school or work or any other activities that have taken you away from home, we will definitely care for you when you go to your home of record hospital where your chart is. We will make sure you get vaccinated. We only get a certain amount of vaccine every week. And we try to give the maximal amount that we can each week at each facility.
The tribe has a goal to administer at least 100,000 doses to Navajo people by the end of the month. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma recently administered its 10,000th dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The tribe's first phase included healthcare workers, Cherokee language speakers, and elders. According to the Cherokee Nation, nearly 60% of the tribe's allotted COVID-19 vaccines went to first language speakers, national treasures, and elders since the first doses arrived in December. The tribe's next phase includes teachers, childcare workers, food distribution program employees, and citizens 55 and older. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.